Welcome in, Kate Marshall, joining us. We are talking off the air. Kate, 4-H week upon us here in just a few short days.
Yep, National 4-H week is going to kick off here this Sunday.
Well, if you pull one of those, there
oh,
you go. Thank
there
you.
There we go.
So Sunday, National 4-H week kicking off on Sunday.
Yep, and wow. So that's all across the nation. And so a lot of people don't probably realize that 4-H is available locally in all of the counties and parishes, if you're in Louisiana, within the United States. And so here in Nebraska, we've got 83 extension offices that serve the 93 counties. When we get out here west, we're kind of grouped together like we are out here. We serve Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson.
Mm-hmm.
But that 4-H program is available in all of the counties across the nation, which is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, every county, that's huge. That's a big program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no hassle, too. Lincoln, Logan, McPherson County being partnered together geographically very close, like we'll talk about more in a few moments, George, with the legislature.
Yep.
But very close proximity, and a lot of the folks already know each other from other activities.
Yeah, and just to throw out a couple of numbers that's pretty, I think, impressive, is we have over 400 young people in our three-county area that are registered and involved in the 4-H program, and we've also got close to 100 adult registered volunteers.
That's awesome.
That are helping provide those hands-on experiences to our youth.
That's awesome. And George, I know 4-H had a big impact on you.
Well, excellent tradition. It goes through the generations. And a lot of us kids grew up with 4-H, and here we are, and we still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It put the fun in learning and doing for me as a child, and I'm sure many others. So.
Yeah.
I remember, George, you said you took a photography 4-H class. That's something you still use today in the job, day in and day out.
That's true. Yep. You got a good memory.
I do.
Maybe you ought to be in radio.
When I grow up, maybe. So if there's folks out there listening, Kate, that they have somebody that they'd like to have involved in 4-H, but they haven't yet, obviously next week, this week, be a great time to get them involved.
Yeah, so they can always call our office or look up our Facebook page. We always post a lot of stuff there. Our state is going through a transition with our membership software, so enrollment for the new 4-H year is actually going to start in November this year. But like you said, Tristan, they can always call, and there's opportunities to jump in and start taking part in everything that 4-H has to offer. I wanted to throw out, too, that the theme for the National 4-H Week this year is Find Your Spark.
Oh, awesome.
And so, you know, a lot of people think of fair and animals and livestock, and we do have a lot of that in our area, but there are, like, communications and theater arts and all sorts of different projects that kids can do through 4-H to really find maybe what they want to do as a future career. So
yeah. Mention a few more if you could. Communications, theater arts, photography is probably still done, I guess. Science studies, you had something recently on that.
Yep, science, technology, engineering, and math. Robotics is a big one that we offer that kids can get involved in to dive into that more. So just about anything that you can do.
Entrepreneurship, I believe. Yep, how to get a business started and what it takes to manage it.
Yep, we did that workshop this past summer, and we got to come and visit you at your office,
at
George.
Bulletin,
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Can't say enough good things about 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
So this is National 4-H Month, right?
Week. It's a week.
Week, okay.
Beginning on Sunday.
Week. Yep.
Okay. Is there a discount or something during the week?
I wish I could say there was, but like I said, we'll be starting our membership for the next year in November here. But actually, for Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson counties, it's just a $5 registration fee to register online. So it's not too bad.
Oh, no.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Yep.
Well, Kate, we appreciate you stopping by the studio and enjoy National 4-H Week coming up in the week ahead.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM.